The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
51551 or ray at rte.ie. Conor Pope joins us in studio. Afternoon, Conor.
How are you, Ray? How are you getting on?
Good. What were you product testing today?
I didn't actually product test anything this week. I devoted the full page to readers' complaints and queries because I get so many of them, both to this show and into the Irish Times, that sometimes I feel bad that I can only deal with a very small percentage of them. So every now and then I devote the full page in the Irish Times to reader queries, and I just have four or five or six or seven or eight of them that I can deal with in one fell swoop. So at least I'm not... Because genuinely, I feel like sometimes when people get in touch and I don't deal with their queries, I kind of feel like I'm letting them down. I try and get to as many of them as I can.
So this one came into us, so you'll deal with this one now. It came into Pricewatch at rte.ie. Dear Conor, I rented a car while on holiday in Spain. A couple of days before I was due to go home, I drove it into a wall, or at least I scraped the side of it along a wall as I was pulling out of a car parking space. I left it back out of hours and heard nothing for months. Then out of the blue, I got a letter from the company looking for €950. To be honest, I thought it would be more. I was surprised they didn't just take the money from my credit card. I ignored their demand for money, and last week I got a letter from a debt collector demanding €1,200. The debt collection agency is based in Germany. The incident happened in Spain and I live in Galway, so surely they can't actually make me pay, can they?
Well, that's a good question, but there's a couple of different things going on here. And first off, like, they can make this person pay, okay? Even though it's coming across multiple different jurisdictions, you know, there are consequences to your actions. And first things first, the person accepted that the accident happened and it was their fault, right? So this is not like many of the stories that we would have dealt with on this show in the past where there's a dispute over who's to blame, or, you know, somebody will say, well, the accident was much less substantial and there's only a couple of hundreds euros worth of damage done and now they're billing me hundreds. So that's the first thing. Secondly, they assumed the money was taken out of their car. They assumed the money was going to be taken out of their card, because that's typically how credit card companies or rental car hire companies work. You give them your credit card details, they freeze a certain amount of money on your card, and then if anything bad happens, they have recourse to take that money. And that can happen weeks or even months after the fact. So the fact that that didn't happen, I think, is kind of interesting. The fact that the car rental company then went and sent demands. Obviously, something happened with the credit card that we don't know. So there's some reason for that. Thirdly, they assumed the damage would cost more than €900, and it didn't cost more than €900. So that's actually a good thing. So having ignored the correspondence from the company, the debt collection agency, the debt was then passed on to a debt collection agency. Now, we've talked an awful lot in the past about debt collection agencies. And sometimes it's utilities threatening people over a €30 bill, or sometimes it's a gym after somebody's left without giving the required 16 years notice or whatever it might be. And oftentimes the threat is unfair and it's unenforceable and it's just ridiculous. But that's not the case in this case. This is not one of those times. Yes, the car was hired in Spain, and yes, the debt collectors are based in Germany, but we're all part of the European Union. And if the money is owed, then the money is owed. And the company in Germany will have the wherewithal and the know-how to take action to ensure that it gets paid. Because car hire companies do not get rich, and car companies do not stay in business unless they know exactly what to do in scenarios like this, because they happen all the time. So that's the first thing I'd say to this person. This is not the kind of debt that you can just walk away from.
Were they writing into you hoping you would say, that's fine, don't pay them?
You could see like a lot of cross jurisdiction things. You can say, okay, well, they won't have any jurisdiction in our courts because they're German courts or the Spanish courts. This is not an insignificant sum of money, and car hire companies, as I say, they'd go out of business if they were to just let things like this slide. So what's going to happen? I just thought I'd outline what will happen in the weeks and months ahead. There'll be more correspondence from the debt collection agency, and there'll be more demands that the money will be repaid. And I would expect the charges will climb. Now, they're not going to double, they're not going to treble, but they'll climb by 10% or 20% as the costs incurred by the debt collection agency climb, okay? And then ultimately what would happen in a scenario like this, and this is deadly serious stuff, is a judgment would be sought, not in the German courts and not in the Spanish courts, but in the Irish courts. And because it's less than €15,000, that's the cutoff point for the district court. So what would happen would be a judgment could be sought in the district court in Ireland. And if that happens, then a person has 10 days from the moment they get the court summons to pay the debt if they want to avoid court, or if they want to dispute the debt, they've got 28 days to dispute it with the company. But they can't dispute the debt because they accept that it's their fault.
They damaged the car.
Okay, yeah. So there's going to be no defence. So worst case scenario, this is going to go on for months. It's going to be a headache that they'll be, it'll be a cloud hanging over them for months. Every time they get the postman comes, they'll be going, oh no, there's a white envelope, a windowed letter here. What's it going to say? And then ultimately you could end up getting yourself a summons. And if that happens, well, then you could get a judgment given against you. And judgments are deadly serious things. These are not things that you can just walk away from. Worst case scenario, you get a district court judgment for the amount owed plus the costs involved in the proceeding.
The legal costs.
So you could, now you're not talking about high court actions here or anything like that, but it'll add hundreds onto the bill. And then once the judgment is obtained, the creditor is entitled to enforce that judgment and interest rates start to kick in. Now, the interest rates don't kick in on the costs, the legal costs, but it might be something like 2% on the actual 900 euros. So it's at 20 euros that you, the cost will start to increase. Okay. Now, and then the courts do have power to do things like they could seize goods, which they wouldn't do in this case because there's no goods involved, but there could be an order, an attachment of earnings order. Like, it's all sorts of stuff that you just don't want to deal with, particularly because this is your responsibility. The debt is a properly incurred debt that happened as a result of misfortune. It wasn't any malice, it wasn't any ill will.
I'm just wondering what's going on in this person's head. Were they thinking that because it wasn't docked directly from their credit card that they were getting away
that they might
free.
Be able to get away from it. Okay. And you know, a lot of the time when bills and when debts are incurred in other countries, like for instance, to give you an example, let's say if you park in the wrong place in a Spanish coastal town, and you get a 20 euro parking fine. It's going to be really hard for the Spanish local authorities to pursue you for that 20 euro parking
to Galway,
fine.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to do that. So similarly, if there was a 70 euro speeding fine that you incurred on a motorway in France, they're probably not going to pursue you for that. And that's why, in the same way that our authorities don't pursue people driving rental cars, and you know, the rental car companies can typically bill you after the fact. So the question then is, what happens next? Because one of the things that we've talked about multiple times in the past has been how car hire companies rip people off. And this is one of those, and the reason why I thought it was interesting was the car hire company isn't the bad guy in this story.
No.
A lot of the time they are the bad guy. And even the person involved probably isn't a bad person. They were just thinking, what are the actual legal ramifications of this? Because nobody wants to pay 900 quid when they think they've got
they
a
don't
life
to,
they don't
yes.
have to. So the question then is, what could they have done? Now, I've talked in the past about what's known as super collision damage waiver insurance. And you know the way when you arrive at the airport and you go to the rental desk and you've paid an agreed sum, and then they say, would you like to take out this extra insurance policy?
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the time people just go, oh yeah, okay. And it can be spectacularly bad value for money. It can be 30 euros a day if you're renting a car for 10 days, that's 300 quid, or it could be 420 quid if you're going for a 2-week holiday. And it's really bad value for money. But if the person had paid that for this, they wouldn't have had to pay anything.
Right.
So they would have saved themselves money. So this is one of those rare instances when if you had the super insurance, you wouldn't have had to pay anything. But by coincidence, I got an email from a company called carhireaccess.ie last week. Now, they're owned by Blue Insurance. Some of your listeners may have heard of Blue Insurance. Now, I actually went and I had a look at the website because of this, it kind of intrigued me. And carhireaccess.ie allows you to take out that super collision damage waiver insurance in this country to cover you for a whole year. And I think the annual policy is around 50 euros.
Okay.
So you pay the 50 euros and then that would absorb all of the costs in that eventuality. Now, they're not the only company to do it. I think the AA might offer it as well, but I do know that particular website does.
So if you were going on 2 or 3 foreign holidays and you're going to be hiring a car on each holiday, that'd be worth your while.
Well, to be honest, even if you're going on one holiday and hiring a car for 2 days, it would be worth your while, because I was in the glamorous Milton Keynes a couple of weeks back and we were only going for one night, and the collision damage waiver insurance was 26.50 for the day. So one day's insurance is 26.50. If you'd had the year-long policy
for
from
50.
Somebody like that for 50, you could, it covers you for 2 days. So that's the way to go in the future.
Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Just before you go, felt I had to share. I rang Air recently and had 2 very good experiences at last.
Now that's good to hear.
Isn't that good?
Did they tell you what the 2 good experiences
they just
were?
Just said they were, and the thumbs up. I didn't know we could get emojis as part of a text.
RTE is very 21st century.
Pricewatch at RTE.ie if you want Connor to grapple with any of your consumer issues, and we'll talk to Connor next week.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.